Thank you for holding. Is this Kenneth?
Yeah, this is Ben.
Hey, Kenneth. My name's John. I'm the director here at Louisville Splash. How you doing this morning?
Yeah, good. I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She said she spoke with you this morning, and she actually asked me to hold this position for you. So we've been kind of waiting to talk to you.
Yeah.
But did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google or how any of it works?
Could I get a can of the group? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. I was just saying, like, we had the position on hold for you for a bit here. Tara wanted me to, you know, put it on a hold so that way you have a fair shot at it. But I was asking, did you have any questions about the placement on Google or what we'll be able to do for your business?
Yeah. I'm just wondering on the... Oh, my phone is going nuts.
It's okay. I hear it.
I'm just wondering on the pricing.
Okay. Yeah, I mean...
And that's it. I kind of understand how it works. It applies to a certain demographic or area, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we're primarily targeting Suffolk County, so some of the GCs that we have out there near for your area of expertise are like Wickman Construction, Yes Ma'am Decorative Contracting and Concrete, DM,
yeah.
Shalom. Yeah, so... You know, they're pretty big companies for the most part. I mean, these guys are getting new leads every day. But we saw you were using Home Advisor, and I know if you could do anything with that, then you'll love this. You know, that Home Advisor by Andy
sure.
program is just leads that are resold to like four or five guys, you know, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Going here,
yeah,
I'm sure it'd save you money and be a lot better for you.
Okay.
Okay. As far as cost, you know, the companies that are up there now, they're paying closer to $399, but that's because they don't have a new in business credit. These guys have been around like 15 plus years. So if I give you the new in business credit, it'll actually reduce the cost by 50%. So you're just looking at $199 on a month-to-month basis. You don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract or make any long-term commitment. So we just go 30 days at a time. It comes with a tracking system, so you'll be able to see all the jobs we're bringing in for you. And then we would include your .com website hosting with that, so we'll be able to attach the website there. That way it could get you some traffic now and help you make some money through that site as well.
Okay, so basically you're telling me that for, you know, for let's say roughly $200,
mm-hmm.
somebody will search... somebody searches concrete contractor or tile contractor in
mm-hmm.
Suffolk County, all of Suffolk County, that Immaculate Finishes is going to come up first?
Exactly. Not just for those keywords either. You get 15 different keywords. So you could be up there for tile contractor, concrete contractor, home remodeling, tiling installation, concrete finishes installations, you know. You got 15 keywords at a time that we're going to list you for. And then they're interchangeable,
okay.
too. So if you ever decide this month you want to run with this set of keywords and then you want to switch them out for the following month, you could do that through your account management team here as long as it falls within your industry.
And this is a flat rate every month.
Exactly. Yep, no additional charges. So you won't have any more lead fees, click fees, or call fees.
Oh, okay. So the click, that's what I was told, that was the downfall to this, was click the, like, if they click on my website, I get charged.
Yeah, that's for Google Ads. So Google Ads, we would only need to do Google Ads if you told me you wanted to show outside of Suffolk County. We're not going to do that. We're just doing the verified local listing, so you'll be a top recommended option for Suffolk County. People outside of Suffolk County aren't going to see you.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. So what is what is the difference then exactly with Google Ads and Google? Like if someone just goes on mm-hmm. Google, like they open up their browser on their phone and
yeah.
they search
mm-hmm.
what that's all it is, and then Immaculate Finishes would come up?
Yeah, exactly. So the only difference is the ads show up at the very top and they have a little tab next to them that says AD, right? And then just underneath them, there's a Google Places section. That's where we're talking about placing. Here's a map, and there's only three top recommended guys for Suffolk County. And the difference is those guys have a postcard sent to their house. We're going to send that to you. And there's a little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. So that way they know you're a local business in Suffolk County. You'll be able to get to them within an hour or so, you know?
Okay.
Yep. That's the only difference. It's just, the ads guys could be anywhere. You could have guys over in, you know, Egypt, not literally, but, you know, figure of speech there. And then they could, and they could put themselves in your area with an ad. So like if you wanted to target, Manhattan, you know, with an ad, you could do that. Not that you'd want to, but I'm just saying.
Of course, I am.
You could,
yes.
you could put the ad wherever you want.
Yeah.
So that's the difference, really, is sometimes guys, they're like, hey, I want to cover, you know, 100-mile radius. Then it's a different ballgame. That guy would need the ads, right? That's the only way he's going to be able to show in those areas is with the ad.
Sure.
So for you, that somebody's just trying to upsell you on that. Anybody that's trying to talk you into ads isn't actually paying attention to your business and what would actually make sense for you. They're just trying to sell you as much as possible.
I completely understand. That makes sense.
Yeah. So for this is what would make sense for you dollars and cents wise based on what I see that you're already using and how far you travel and the size of your business, it being so new. There's no way a business your size is going to be able to cover a 100-mile radius. Your phone would be ringing all day and you'd be driving all day.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So. All right. Well, let's see if we could get this cracking, and
okay.
I guess I could cancel any time.
Right.
Okay, and like you said, month to month.
Yeah, I do recommend giving it a couple of months when you start out, obviously. You know, I don't want to get everything up and running and then lose you, but yeah, it's month to month, fully cancelable at any time.
How long before from the point I pay you, how long before my, went, like, today,
myself? Yeah, so Google tells us to quote you 7 to 10 days from sign-up. You could get up there sooner, but, you know, we want to kind of make sure we're covering our end. They're going to send that postcard to you in the mail. That's usually the most time-consuming thing. Usually takes about 3 to 5 days to get, but it's actual postcard in the mail, and then, you know, obviously, if you don't check your mail for a couple of days, that's going to set things back. So,
okay.
Yeah, there's a little 5-digit number on the back of that postcard that we need from you, and then you could throw it away or burn it or whatever you want to do with it once your PIN verified. We won't have to do that again.
All right, so the point today that I get squared up with you.
Yeah, the point today to get squared up is to secure that spot. You know, that's the most important thing. You want to get that
then
spot.
Then I can see myself on Google.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
All
so,
right, let's do it.
Yeah, you're going to love this. You're going to love this. I already knew if you could do anything with that Home Advisor program, this is going to be shooting fish in a barrel for you. So I'm going to create your business profile. I just want to verify some information. What's your last name, Kenneth?
It's Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R.
Okay, and are you the sole owner? Do you have a partner?
No, just me.
Okay. And what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
It is ksjrw5@gmail.com.
Okay. ksjrw5@gmail.com?
Sorry, it's KS, Kevin,
Sam. Gotcha.
Jennifer, yeah.
Roger, Willie.
Yeah, Roger, Willie.
All right. And then how do you want your hours of operation, your work hours?
I work, it's construction, so whatever required, I guess 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Sunday.
Okay. Sun up to sundown. I like it. All right. And then
I'm in Long Island, you know.
Yeah, I know how it is. Yeah, it never stops. I know.
You're in Long Island too? You're Kings Park?
No, actually, so I lived out there for 6 months, and it's just it wasn't for me.
I hear you.
Yeah, it's too cold for me too. So like when it gets crazy in the wintertime. I did another 6 months. They moved me over to Greenwich Village, and I didn't like that. The closer they got me to Manhattan, I just didn't like it either. So I'm more of a blue collar. I'd rather just get to work. I don't like the bustle.
Yeah, and there's a lot of bustle.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of that going on. There's a lot of people. Yeah, no, some people lose their manners. You know, I learned how to work faster though, but I just, some people just.
I was in the union, so I was commuting all the way from Eastern Long Island, Suffolk, out to the city, and I had my fill of the city. I was done, and that's why I just started this year. I got vested and said, I saw enough of that show.
Yeah, that's what I tell my lady. I'm like, that's a good place to visit, like, once in your life. just so you know what it's about, you know, and then I'm good on the rest of it, you know. I'd rather go back into the country a little bit.
I hear you, man. I grew up in Georgia, so.
Oh, yeah, so you know. Yeah, my family, we grew up in Texas, so. I lived over there for a long time, and then coming to the city was just different. You know, we were in like Corpus Christi area, so it's like really hot and beach. Yeah, and then you know you go into the city from going to the hot beach area, and it's a whole different ball game. You know, the weather, everything.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, I was used to a different lifestyle.
Absolutely, yeah. I was just down in Texas between San Antonio and Austin for a workshop.
Oh yeah,
and, I like it out there, man. Pretty cool.
Oh yeah, it's great. I mean, especially if you're coming from New York, it's just culture difference. Or if you're like out there now, you know, the taxes too. You guys are getting destroyed on taxes over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, cost of living is just crazy. But they're gonna send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's what I was mentioning earlier. What's the street address that I could send that postcard to?
Okay, that's 26 Paula, Paula Boulevard, and that's Selden, Selden, New York, 11784.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and update. And then did you want this address hidden or displayed?
Hidden.
Hidden. Okay, I could hide it for you. It'll still say Selden, New York, 11784 on your listing. It'll still have, like, the website, phone number, and everything. It's just the street address portion. I'm going to hide that.
Perfect.
Okay. There you go. Don't got to worry about somebody showing up at your doorstep or something.
Yeah, man. Damn
it. Yeah, I feel bad for a guy to do that to me, let me tell you.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Okay, so I got this. I think I got everything set up here. I need to do a client interview with you. Sounds complicated, but it's pretty easy. I just want to pick your brain on all the services that you offer. You know, make sure we don't have you showing up for something you don't do. That way people aren't calling you, wasting your time. And then we want to go over, like, the service area. That way I'm not sending you any parts of the town you don't want to go to. So usually it's about 30 minutes, you know, but I ask for an hour window just in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. You got time today to get that knocked out? You think maybe between like 4 and 5, 5 and 6?
Yeah, actually, yes.
Yeah? Which one's best for you?
How about between 4 and 5?
4 and 5? All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and then I'll also send you a text message 1 hour before the appointment just as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I understand, you know, everybody I work with is a business owner, so, you know, if you end up a little bit busy, just let me know. I could try to reschedule it, but I want to get this knocked out before we go into the weekend. That way I can have everything moving.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'm going to send that invitation over, and then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $199 for that pro package, how did you want to do that?
I will do that through my Visa card, my business card.
Okay, we could do that. Before I do that, though, I want to make sure that you have my direct number and extension. That way, I don't want to have you always dealing with a customer service rep. You know, you can call me directly.
Sure.
Yeah. Because basically every payment confirmation or every text that you get from our company moving forward is just going to have the company line on it. I want to make sure you get a hold of me. So I'm texting it to you though. Instead, you don't got to get a paper or a pen or anything. Yeah. But if you could just verify that you got that text, it's from a 714-502-0500 phone number. Should say, hi, this is John.
I haven't received it yet.
Okay.
That might be because I have a number through the 631 number is a number through Google Voice.
Tracking
number,
number. Gotcha. What's your cell phone?
Gotcha. It's 678.
Okay.
778.
Okay.
7156.
Okay. I'm not going to display this anywhere. This is just for me if I need to get a hold of you quickly, okay? I'm going to send over the text.
Thank you.
Yeah. I love those Google tracking numbers, actually, because they have that press one dialer, so that way you don't got to worry about getting robots calling you.
Yeah. Enough of that.
Yeah. I don't like those robocalls. There you go. Well, you should have it now.
Yes, I got it.
Okay. All right, perfect. And then you said you wanted to secure it using Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa,
okay. And it's under your name, just Kenneth Foster?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. The business name on it as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
All right, that's 4085.
4085.
4040.
4040.
3083.
3083.
2293.
2293. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0626.
0626, and then small 3-digit code on the back.
102.
102. All right, and then I'm going to do a voice verification as an added form of protection for you. It's about a New York minute long. So I'm going to walk you through it, and then if there's anything I say that you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Immaculate Finishes.
It's incorporated, correct? Immaculate Finishes, Inc.?
Correct.
Okay, and can you please state your name and title within the company?
Kenneth Foster, owner.
Thank you, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Right. And in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. That's just to make sure that you're not, like, paying for something that we're already doing for you or duplicating anything. Okay? So if you're not sure,
okay,
just touch base with me. I want to try to keep your overhead low. If I can, I want to try to steal you from HomeAdvisor altogether. Hopefully we can get you to cancel that at some point because, in my opinion, it's just – yeah, in my opinion, it's just burning money when you pay for a lead that doesn't turn in anything. But teach his own.
I hear that.
The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. It's going to be paid out 1 month at a time. Like I mentioned earlier. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Kenneth.
Oh, no. I was just saying, had you got HomeAdvisor or Angie Lee, whatever, they got to me first. So that's why I went with them the other day. But if this turns to be a better deal, I will definitely cancel with them.
Oh, yeah. And there's a tracking system, too, that I can we could sit down and go into, but I'll actually be able to show you the clients that you're getting from this. So I'm sure once you see that and you compare it to HomeAdvisor, it's not rocket science. You know, it's basic math. It's a no-brainer. Can you hear me, Kenny?
Okay. All right. Great. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Driving.
No, it's okay. It's okay. We're almost done, though. I just want to go over this last part. So it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. So you're only paying for 1 month at a time. But we do, like I said earlier, I do ask you to give it a couple months. It says the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is July 8th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 for the pro package. I've waived all setup fees for you. It says when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the eighth day, but it'll stay $199 for as long as you're with us. Won't go up or change. No surprise lead fees, click fees, or call fees. It says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty. Just let us know before the next billing is due if you are going to cancel. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
All right. So you should have a welcome text message in your phone there. It'll say, yep. Kenneth, thank you for choosing Local Splash. There's a link in there, and in that link you'll find an outline of the agreement in writing. So not a contract, right? It's month to month, but at least you have everything in writing. So it's showing, hey, this is what I'm paying for, and this is everything that I'm getting in return. And then we've also sent that over to your email with your invoice receipt. And at the end of the year, you could forward that to your CPA, and you could write off all your Google advertising.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's considered a business expense. So not only will you make money with the clients it brings in, but you'll be able to write it off and just get it back that way, too. So it won't really cost you anything in the grand scheme of things.
Okay.
All right. But at the bottom of that subscription terms, it's going to ask you to basically authorize that the payment and that it's you and not somebody pretending to be you. There's a little box you got to check and then basically just type out your first and last name to agree, and then we're basically good to go until your client interview this afternoon between 4 and 5.
Okay, so I got a second message from you, and
uh-huh.
It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your email. I guess I click on that link.
Yep, that's the one.
Okay, and then
as you scroll down through that, it's got everything in writing there.
Okay, and then I need to check the box and stuff. Okay, all right, mm-hmm. Great.
And that's basically the gist of it. And then when you go to your text or your email, you'll have the invoice and a copy of this as well.
Excellent.
Yeah, so I always triple send everything over so that way we're fully transparent on everything.
Okay, and now it's, I got a username and password here. I guess I could just set up for...
Yeah, so at the end of your client interview this afternoon between 4 and 5, they'll send over the login credentials, and there's like a 7-minute YouTube video to show you how to use it. It's pretty easy, but that's why I also gave you my number, too, because, you know, if you're having trouble with it or if you need help with anything, you could just call me directly, and I could show you how to get into it, too. So that way... it's not just that you're paying for something every month. We can actually show you, you know, what you're getting in return.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's not a tangible product, so I like having that there. Usually if we could show them that they're making 4 or 5 times, sometimes a lot more, but 4 or 5 times what they're spending on it, usually that keeps them happy.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure.
All right. So that's going to conclude our initial sign-up process. Like I said, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, don't hesitate to give me a shout. Couple things I just want you to keep in mind for right now. Obviously, that client interview is huge this afternoon between 4 and 5, so try to be prepared for that. If you don't answer, I'll blow you up. All right, and then the PIN verification letter should come in between Wednesday and Friday next week. So when you get that, I need that 5-digit number off the back of it. And then basically from there, it's just about answering the calls and doing the best you can. Try to get as good reviews as you can, and we'll take it day by day from there.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much, John. I appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. I'm looking forward to working with you. Thank you for the opportunity to earn your business. You know, I appreciate that. I know it's, you know, you get people calling you, and then you have this other stuff not going so great. You know, you just got to have a little faith, and I'm going to make sure that this turns into a long-term marketing solution for you.
That's great. Awesome.
All right. So I'll talk to you soon. You have a great rest of your Friday, okay?
All right. You too, man. Talk soon.
All right. Talk soon. Bye-bye.